Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about how narcissists seek revenge. And one thing you'll realize if you've dealt with enough narcissists, and I've dealt with plenty, is that they never just let anything go, okay? When you cause a narcissistic injury to a narcissist, let's say you've given it back to them, you criticized them, judged them, you gave them a taste of their own medicine, they will always try to seek revenge on you. And when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, it's not going to be so apparent, okay? That's why if you ever apologize to a covert narcissist, guess what? They may say okay and everything, but they'll never forget that, and they're going to make you pay for whatever you did to them. And how do they do that? See, the thing is, when you're dealing with a covert narcissist, you've got to understand that they will not deal with you directly. They don't communicate with you directly. They have a wall up, and everything is, you know, behind your back. Covert narcissists are passive aggressive, and they do things behind your back. So a lot of ways that covert narcissists try to seek revenge on people is by being passive aggressive. In other words, they'll show up late for something. They'll say they're going to call you and they don't call you, and then they make excuses. See, the way you're going to know you're really dealing with somebody who could be a covert narcissist is they always make promises and they never follow through, okay? They're basic bullshitters. That's what a covert narcissist is. They're a basic bullshitter, all right? Because they pretend like everything's all right. They pretend to be in your corner. They pretend to be trustworthy. And meanwhile, they're the exact opposite of what they portray in the beginning. In the beginning, they're great con artists in the sense that they pretend to be your hero, but they're not there for you in the end because it was never real. It was never authentic. They just told you whatever they wanted to, whatever they thought would win you over, okay? They told you what you wanted to hear so that they could fool you to get whatever they were trying to get out of you. It could be sex, it could be money, it could be praise, whatever it could be. They're just, when you think covert narcissists, you just have to think they are not authentic people, okay? They're just, they always have a mask on, and you will never ever connect with a covert narcissist's soul, okay? So how do they seek revenge on people? Well, the biggest tool of a covert narcissist is to use other people against you. What they're going to do is they're going to smear you to other people. They may even smear you to your friends and family indirectly, pretending to be in your corner because they're not going to come off like they're directly attacking you. They're going to try to do it from a place of, you know, they're watching out for you or they're concerned for you. So they may go to other people and say, you know, I'm really concerned about so-and-so. They just don't seem to be right. I really think they need, you know, some help, or they have anger issues, or they may need therapy. They're going to plant the seed. See, a covert narcissist plants the seed that there's something wrong with you, so that when you go and talk to these other people, they're going to look at you, you know, sideways, because they're going to think, you know, maybe you're off, maybe there's something wrong with you, because the covert narcissist has manipulated other people against you. And this is how they seek revenge. What a covert narcissist's goal is they want to alienate you and isolate you, because they feel by isolating you, they take away your power. And they do take away people's power by, you know, isolating them and having other people isolate them. But, you know, you'll never see it coming unless whoever they went to manipulate comes back and tells you what the covert narcissist was saying about you. That would be your first red flag, your first tip that this person is no good in talking behind your back. When you're dealing with covert narcissists, you got to understand something. You're dealing with a gossiper. So I always tell people, when you deal, this is like a common adage, like when people come to you and they are gossiping about other people, you've got to understand, one day they're going to be gossiping about you. If they could gossip about other people, they're going to gossip about you as well, because this is where they thrive. They thrive on putting other people down behind their back, because they're a snake and they're a backstabber. That's what a covert narcissist is. They're a snake. They're a backstabber. They play the victim, and they are not a victim, but they're going to play the victim to everybody else. They're going to play innocent. And why is that? Because they never come at somebody directly and attacking. They're not like an overt narcissist that will get in your face and tell you off. A covert narcissist can, though, you know, if you push them against the wall, if you got their back against the wall and you're really coming at them, like you're coming at them hard, a covert narcissist can snap and will come back at you in an attacking way. It really depends on how hard you go in on that covert narcissist. But in general, a covert narcissist fights behind your back. So they will seek revenge by getting others against you that way. Another way a covert narcissist will seek revenge is they will cheat on you, okay? In other words, they feel, okay, you want to fight with me? Okay, you want to give me a hard time? I'll just cheat on you behind your back. And I actually had somebody that actually said that to me one time. He said, you know, if I wanted to get back at you, all I have to do is cheat on you. Just by him saying that, told me right there, you're a cheater. You're no good. If I do something you don't like, you're going to go and cheat on me. Thanks for showing your hand. See, narcissists, they're stupid, okay? Because if you listen to a narcissist and you pick up on what they're saying, they give up what's on their mind. So just by somebody saying, well, if I wanted to get back at you, all I got to do is cheat on you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now I know that you're a cheater. Now I know I can't trust you. Okay. See how stupid they are. But so that's another way a covert narcissist will try to get revenge on you, is by cheating on you. Another way a covert narcissist will try to seek revenge is by playing the victim to children. If you're co-parenting with a covert narcissist, they love to put the children in the middle, okay? They don't care about, you know, hurting the children, because their first concern is themselves. And people say, well, why don't they, you know, do they love their children? They may care about their children, but they love themselves first. You see, to a narcissist, children are an inconvenience, because children are work, all right? When you have children, it's not easy. It's the hardest job in the world to be a parent, okay? So narcissists leave all the hard duties to the other parent, and they make excuses why they can't take the kid to the doctor, why they can't go to a school meeting, why they can't do homework, why they can't take the kid to a sports game. You know, they only want to be there for the fun times, you know, going on vacations, or maybe, you know, posting the kid's picture and playing father or mother of the year on Facebook. They want everybody to think they're the greatest mother and greatest father out there. And meanwhile, they're really not there for the kid. All right. So it's all a facade. But what they'll do is they'll use the children and play the victim to the children so that the children sympathize with the covert narcissist, thinking, oh, you know, my poor mom, my poor dad, you know, they're the victim. It's the other parent. All right. So they play the victim to the children to alienate the children from the other parent. Okay. Classic. When you're going through a divorce, a covert narcissistic ex is going to try to do this. They're going to try to get the kids to side with them. All right. Another way a covert narcissist will seek revenge, and this is like if you have family and the covert narcissist is in your family, what they're going to do is they're going to gang up against you. They're going to manipulate all the other people in the family against you so that they alienate you from family parties. You know, people are not going to want to be around you. Again, they triangulate and they use other people to not, you know, want to deal with you or not want to bother with you. So they'll be talking badly about you and gossiping badly about you behind your back, you know, making you seem like you have mental issues and problems and everything like that. This is how a covert narcissist fights, by attacking your mental state. So when you stand up to a covert narcissist and you call them out on something, the first thing they're going to do, and especially this is why they like to do reactive abuse, they want to see you get all hot and angry so that they could say that you have anger issues or you're crazy. This way they can show everybody else, so nobody else will be around you, and it alienates you from everybody else, because they know by alienating you, you're going to be alone, you're going to be isolated, and it's going to, you know, affect you. You may be depressed, you don't have people around you, you don't have that support system. So what a covert narcissist does is they want to break your support system. They don't want people in your corner. That's why when you go out with a covert narcissist, they're going to be winning people over when you're out. And they're not going to like when you're too friendly to anybody else. They may even tell you, you know, be quiet, you talk too much. They don't want you building those connections. They want you to be isolated and alone, okay? Also, if you're married to a covert narcissist, they're not going to want you to be too friendly with your family, because they know that's your support system as well. So they're going to make little comments like, your family was never there for you. You don't need your family. You know, you're good with just me. I got your back and everything like that, because they don't want you to have that kind of strength from outsiders. They want you to be codependent on them. Now, another way a covert narcissist will try to seek revenge is by, you know, withholding affection, okay? They will be cold. They may not want to be intimate. They may not want to have sex. They will make excuses why they can't be intimate with you. And there's two reasons why the covert narcissist will do that. One is they're trying to torture you by, you know, being loveless and being cold. They want to freeze you out and torture you and bring you to your knees, where you're basically begging them and you'll do anything possible for them, just for them to show you some kindness and warmth. Or if they're being cold to you, it's because they're hot with somebody else and they got something else going on and they're not really concerned about you. They're putting their energy somewhere else that you're not aware of, all right? Another way a covert narcissist seeks revenge, you guys, is by having other relationships on the side. Now, not just, you know, sexual or romantic relationships. They may just have other friends that you don't know about, that they're just meeting with, getting together with, they're building relationships, they have outings with, and guess what? That covert narcissist doesn't include you. They get together with other friends, they don't ask you to come, or they get together with other people, they don't even tell you they're getting together with other people. They don't want you to know about it. They're not a uniter, they're a divider. So they don't want you to be close with the other contacts that they have. enough. They want to keep you on the side and isolate you, and they like the fact that they have these other people that they could bounce to, that if things don't work out with you, they have other support system there and they don't need you. Or it builds up their validation knowing they have these other people. And the reason they don't want these other people to get close with you is because they don't trust. They're afraid you're going to be, you know, contacting them behind their back. So they like to keep their friends separate. If you have a covert narcissistic friend, they never ever want their friends to be chummy. They try to separate them. So they won't include other friends together with certain friends because they don't want you guys to, you know, they don't want you to get close and get together behind their back. They want the control. They want to know that everybody has to go through them. They don't want you, you know, contacting each other without them knowing it because they're afraid they're going to be abandoned and left on the outside if you become too friendly with them. So these are all ways that covert narcissists try to seek revenge. Now, a big one, and this is a big one, a big way that a covert narcissist tries to seek revenge is by bankrupting you, okay? Covert narcissists are thieves. They will try to steal your money. They will try to steal your inheritances. If you have a covert narcissistic relative in your family, they are going to be the one to manipulate the person in the family and try to steal your money, your inheritance. They do that by buttering up the person in the family that has the most money, and, you know, they just kiss ass to these people. They're basic kiss ass, and they do it in the work world as well. The person that is kissing up to the boss, that's your covert narcissist, all right? They're going to play the good guy. They're going to butter up the boss. They're going to go out. They're going to buy little, you know, trinkets for the boss. Oh, I picked this up. I saw this on the street. I thought maybe you'd like this. Oh, I bought you breakfast. Oh, I bought you coffee. That is the covert narcissist kissing up to the boss to try to win them over and make you look bad, all right? And these other people, they love flattery, all right? They love flattery, and especially if they're kissing up to another narcissist. See, narcissists can manipulate other narcissists for what they want. A covert narcissist, and also if a covert narcissistic flying monkey, they can manipulate the main narcissist to get what they want because they know that narcissist loves their ego petted. They know that narcissist loves flattery. So they figure, all I got to do is butter this person up, and they'll do whatever I want. They'll be on my side. They'll give me the raise. They'll leave all their money to me if it's a family situation. So this is how they snake around and they screw people out of things by flattering other people and you know, really kissing ass to the people that have the money and the power. That's what a covert narcissist does. They kiss ass to the people with the money and the power. And you'll see this in corporate America. You'll see this in politics. You'll see this in the medical profession. You'll see this in the legal profession. You'll see this in all kinds of fields where there's money and power, all right? So a covert narcissist, they seek revenge by trying to, you know, steal your money, okay? And if you're divorcing a covert narcissist, the first thing they're going to do is empty the bank accounts out, all right? Or what they're going to do is they're going to try to bring you in and out of court so that you spend a lot of money on lawyers. They want to bankrupt you, all right? They will fight you to the end. That's why I say if you go through a divorce with a covert narcissist like I did, all right, it's never going to be a 1-2-3 kind of thing. Like people think they can go through mediation, you know, to negotiate with a covert narcissist. No, you're going to have to get yourself a good lawyer, especially if you're dealing with an asshole, all right? Always have good representation because, you know, you want a legal agreement that's going to be your Bible that you're going to follow with regard to the kids and parenting and, you know, financial concerns and money and everything like that. So they're going to try to steal your money. Now, another way they try to steal your money, you know, this is in the beginning, really, in a relationship, is the narcissist, the covert narcissist plays the victim. They always cry and they have no money. Meanwhile, that covert narcissist has a stash somewhere. They hide money, all right? A lot of times, covert narcissists will hide money with their parents, and you don't even know about it. You could be married to a covert narcissist and they're giving money to their toxic mother or their toxic father to hold for them because they don't trust you. So they're going to hide money, you know, money that you don't know about because they don't trust you. They don't trust the marriage. All right. And, you know, they're always going to fight you legally so that you try to screw you over for money. All right. They also, you know, like I said, covert narcissists are thieves. You can't trust them in your home. They will steal. If they feel they can get away with it, they will do it. If they see something valuable and they feel they could take it and get away with it, a lot of times, not all, I'm not going to say all of them will do that, but if they feel they can rob something, they will. So you can never, ever trust a covert narcissist around something valuable, you know, where you think that there's a possibility that they could take it, all right? Especially if they feel you have a lot, they'll feel, oh, you don't miss this or something like that, or they feel entitled to be able to take something, okay? These people feel entitled. They don't respect, you know, boundaries or something is yours or whatever. So a lot of times if you have a narcissistic friend or a covert narcissistic friend, you know, they could end up stealing, you know, something of value in your house and you see it missing and you say, you know, oh, this person, you know, they must have robbed me because they feel entitled that they could take it or something like that. And they feel justified in doing it. A lot of them feel like, well, you know, you could afford it or I'm entitled to this. So these are all ways that, you know, covert narcissists try to seek revenge, okay? And they try to seek revenge. Again, I want to bring up reactive abuse because what they do is they try to stay in control and have you become emotional. This is why it's very, very hard if you don't know narcissism. You know, a lot of people, you go toe-to-toe, you're defending yourself, you're ripping up that covert narcissist, and they're sitting there and they have a smirk on and they're enjoying the fact that you're getting all emotional, all upset, and they know that they have affected your emotions. Don't take the bait, you guys. Walk away. Just remember, I'm dealing with a toxic person. You know, who cares what they think? They are, you know, fucked up in the head. They're trying to get me to, you know, go off. The best way to do that is stay in control and walk away from them and treat them like they're nothing. You want to hurt a covert narcissist? You treat them like they're nothing. You don't even react to them. You don't feed that narcissist. You got to wire your brain and say to yourself, it doesn't matter what they say. They are toxic. Their opinion means nothing. They are nothing. I'm better than this person. And this person is just trying to control me, control my emotions. And they're sitting there giving me a smirk when they know they're lying. They want to see me go off. They want to upset me. I'm not going to let this person upset me. I'm going to not deal with you. The minute that I see you're trying to trigger me with the reactive abuse and you're staying cool, you think by staying cool, you're going to trigger me by flat out lying to me and telling me you don't know what happened, or you flat out lie to me, you want to see me go off? No, I'm just going to walk out of the room because you are not worth shit, okay? You're not worth shit. You're not worth me even responding to you. And this is, I can't stress this enough. When you know you're dealing with a narcissist, and especially a covert narcissist, the biggest advice, good advice I could give you guys is this. You don't owe them an explanation. You don't have to explain yourself to a covert narcissist or any narcissist. Once you realize they are toxic, their opinion means shit. Now, when they go and they smear you to other people, if other people are convinced by this narcissist that you're a bad person, that person was never in your corner and you should not give a shit either, okay? People that are in your corner are going to see through the bullshit of the narcissist and they're not going to buy that covert narcissist bullshit when they go and smear you. People that are in your corner will have your back. But if these other people are going to believe the covert narcissist, guess what? They were never in your corner or they had a problem with you. And they're going along with the narcissist because they're on the narcissist team. And if that's the case, you don't need to deal with these people either. Don't deal with them, all right? Do not deal with them. They are not, they're a snake too. You're dealing with another covert narcissist snake that they're jealous of you and they're ganging up on you. Tell them nothing. Tell them nothing. You don't have to win over their opinion as well. You have to hold in your own and stay strong to who you are. And you don't defend yourself to either the narcissist or other people that they are smearing you to. Remember that, okay? You know who you are. You know who the fuck you are. You know you speak the truth and you don't have to defend yourself. And if they have a problem and they don't want to deal with you and they want to believe that, well, goodbye, good luck. You are not somebody that I would want in my life. You just did me a favor because now I really see your true colors. You'll see a narcissist's true colors when you're down. When you're down and you have nothing to offer that narcissist, they will abandon you. Trust me when I tell you this. This happened to me, all right? They abandon you when you're down because they don't want to be bothered because you're of no use to them. That is classic narcissist. They won't be there for you when you're down. They're going to make excuses or they're going to ghost you. The minute that they do something like that is the minute that you know you never want to get close or deal with this person again. That is your red flag. Okay, when somebody is not there for you, when you're down, you don't want that person when you're up. You have to cut that cord with them and say, this person's not real. This person doesn't have my back. This is not my people. I'm glad I was able to see it when I'm down. Now when I'm up, I won't fucking deal with this person because they didn't have my back. All right. So these are all things that these are ways that narcissists are and covert narcissists are and ways that covert narcissists, try to seek revenge. Now, one last thing I got to bring up, and this is really important, you guys. A way a covert narcissist is going to seek revenge too is they play mind games. They're going to tell you everything is all right, but it's not all right, okay? They're going to fuck with your head. And this is what a covert narcissist does. They try to mind fuck you. They try to tell you everything is all right, but it's not all right. And they're holding grudges. See, a covert narcissist will hold a grudge. You'll think everything's all right. You may see them at a party or a family party and think everything's okay. But then after the party, guess what? They're holding a grudge. They're cold. They're indifferent. They don't invite you to things because they deep down, they're holding they want to seek revenge on you. So they'll isolate you. They'll play mind games with you and tell you everything is all right when it's not all right. That's why sometimes when you try to resolve conflict with a covert narcissist, even when you apologize to them, they never accept your apology. You're sitting there and you're trying to explain yourself to them. First of all, never do that, all right? Never try to explain yourself to a covert narcissist because you lose your power. But what happens is they'll tell you, okay. They're very sarcastic. They're a little wise ass, all right? The minute you see somebody being a little wise ass with you is the minute most likely you could be dealing with a covert narcissist because they're sarcastic. They're a wise ass. They got a wise ass mouth. They can't talk straight with you. So what they do is, they fuck with you. In other words, they'll tell you, okay, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem. No, we're good. We're good. No, I don't have a problem. And then they try to screw you over later on by not being there for you, or they'll cancel plans. They'll be passive aggressive. They'll make plans with you and then cancel on you last minute, or they'll do things to irritate you. They'll leave things out. They'll leave the laundry on the floor, or they'll do anything that will irritate you indirectly and be passive aggressive. They may even post sarcastic shit on social media to try to stick it to you, little wise-ass remarks. So anything that's like a wise-ass remark, a sarcastic joke, or anything like that, that is a covert narcissist trying to seek revenge on you. Don't deal with them anymore, okay? They can't communicate directly. Understand this. I'm gonna put a plaque up on the wall. Covert narcissists don't communicate directly. They pay you back in an indirect, passive-aggressive manner to irritate the shit out of you, because that's what a covert narcissist wants to do. They don't want to take you on toe-to-toe because they're afraid you're going to destroy them toe-to-toe. So instead, what they're going to do is they're going to irritate you. They may not pick up the phone. You know, they're going to patronize you and tell you, yeah, no, everything's great. No, we're good. You know, everything's great. And then you're going to see that it's not great because they might be cold to you. They're going to be unaffectionate to you. They're going to be sarcastic. They're going to give you little digs. And they're going to have that smirky smile on. Red flag. You're dealing with a wise-ass, sarcastic, covert narcissist that's paying you back in an indirect manner, okay? Don't even tolerate it. Don't call them out for it. And I'll tell you why you don't call it out for it, because you don't even want to show these people that they got to you. What you do is you don't bother with them, okay? You don't bother with them because they're playing games. Rule number one, anybody who plays games is somebody that you don't deal with, okay? This is somebody who can't communicate directly. You're dealing with a child. You're dealing with somebody with an immature mindset that can't communicate, and this is somebody that you don't deal with, and this is not an authentic person that you are able to resolve conflict with or deal with, because they will never, ever open up and tell you what's on their fucking mind, all right? They're horrible people, okay? You've got to distance yourself, and they'll drive you crazy with these mind games. The minute that you see that, you know, they're saying everything's all right and it's not all right, you feel, you know, they're cold or they're doing things that don't line up, you're dealing with somebody who's trying to mind fuck you. Stay away from them, all right? Stay away from them and don't trust them. They can't communicate directly. All right. If their actions are showing you something different from what they're saying, that's a huge red flag. You could be dealing with a covert narcissist. All right. Because a lot of times they'll just tell you what they want, what you want to hear, and then they'll be doing something else. That's, you know, their actions and their patterns of behavior are what tell you what someone is, not what comes out of their mouth. Again, another plaque I'm going to put on the wall. What comes out of their mouth doesn't mean shit. It's what they show you with their actions and their behavior. That's who they are, not what they tell you, okay? I'm drilling it into your head so that you don't get, you know, fooled by these people, okay? So these are all ways that covert narcissists try to mind fuck you and play games on you. But the big thing with a covert narcissist, you know, if you were married to them, divorcing them, or you're dealing with them in your family, is they will try to fuck you over for money, all right? The number one thing that a covert narcissist is after is money. Money. They're all about money. They're all about status. They're all about feeling important. And they feel that money is the way to do it. Okay. And they're greedy as well. They're greedy people. So they try to screw people over for money. All right. That's number one. And then sex too. They play mind games with sex, tell you they love you when they really don't love you. They're just telling you that so they can get sex out of you. And then they run cold and they don't want to see you. All right. Don't believe what comes out of their mouth. People have to earn you, okay? So I hope that helps you guys. I hope everybody's doing okay. We're having a snowstorm here in New York. Woo, okay? So we're snowed in. I hope everybody stays safe out there. And have a great day, you guys, all right? And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and share it. Take care. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.